Nighttime at News Press storyteller Amy Bennett Williams' rural Alva homestead is usually a relatively peaceful and quiet place. However, come morning, that quiet soundscape explodes in a cacophony of dissonant noises from dogs, cats, geese, boys, roosters, horses, and other beasts, all working concertedly in what could only be described as a barnyard symphony. She takes us there in this week's essay.
"Did you hear those weird noises?" whispers Roger as I struggle from a dream about Mr. Magoo slurping soup to realize that my near-nightmare soundtrack was actually playing outside our window. I listen more carefully. Muffled snorts, choppy gobbling, one peevish squeal. "I think it's hogs," I tell him, as the dogs begin to bay inside their crates. I don't want to let them out, though, since the last time they took off after midnight pigs, Simba limped back with a 3-inch gash, tusk torn, no doubt. Still, I head to the front door to make sure. As I stand, shivering on the deck, I catalog the night sounds. Thin insect trills, papery frond whispers, sleepy chick warbling. Could I hear the stars, icy silver prickles tonight? I'm sure they'd chime quietly. By the time I step back inside, the dogs are once again curled together, fast asleep. How different it'll all be, just 5 hours hence, when the place wakes up again and all hell breaks loose. Dogs, cats, boys, exploding from the house to welcome the day. The unholy racket that accompanies the kids' arrival out of doors, the older clattering coffee cans full of feed, the younger running behind him, is positively Bremen-esque, a barnyard symphony, as Roger calls it. The dogs race and pant in uncaged joy, punctuating the air with an occasional growl. Cats mule for their breakfasts and watch humorlessly until they become, as is their due, the center of attention. The ducks trundle out from under the house, miniature Charlie Chaplins with a rolling waddle that suggests drunken sailors or little feathered cowboys who spent too much time in the saddle. The geese point their bills and wag them like fingers, tossing out a constant stream of urgent scolding and insistent greeting as they wind up to full-throttle shrieks. Pacing furiously, the rooster surveys his domain, makes beak-stabbing feints at the dogs, then pauses to deliver a king-of-the-world crow, straining skyward on clawed tiptoes. Up in the pasture, the horse and donkey complete the morning music like a Laurel and Hardy taken inexplicably to singing. Laurel and Hardy didn't like each other in real life very much, apparently, and neither do these two equines. The mare's whinnies are passionate, intense, somehow powerfully feminine. The donkey, meanwhile, with whom the mare will not, nor has ever had anything to do, to his eternal biological dismay, brays like a car accident. There's a rubbery screech as he hauls in air, then the horrendous collision with the morning as he shoves it back out, delivering a sound like rending metal and tearing tin. It's a terrible thing to hear, this cacophonous clash of wailing rooster, whining cats, blaring geese, battling kids. It's a grating, raucous, dissonant din that I look forward to with all my heart every day.